Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A federal appeals panel has upheld a lower court ruling against the program known as DACA. The program has lifted the threat of deportation for immigrants brought to the country without permission as children. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the ruling allows current DACA recipients to keep their status. For now.
A panel of three judges from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals largely affirmed a lower court ruling that found DACA is unlawful. But it sent the case back to the lower court for further proceedings about a new DACA regulation issued this year. In the meantime, the roughly 600,000 people who currently have DACA can breathe a sigh of relief. But the Biden administration is blocked from granting any new applications. DACA shields eligible immigrants from deportation, allowing them to work or attend school legally. The Trump administration tried to end the program, but it was stopped by the Supreme Court. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Despite their political differences, President Biden says he and the Republican leaders of Florida are in unison when it comes to rebuilding communities devastated by Hurricane Ian. Biden toured some of the damage Wednesday and says his administration will help the displaced, as well as homeowners and small businesses that don't have insurance or are underinsured. North Korea has fired two more missiles eastward into the sea, only 2 days after launching an intermediate missile over Japan. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the North has tested missiles at a record pace this year.
Japan says one of the missiles flew more than 200 miles, the other nearly 500. South Korea and Japan both condemned the launch. North Korea, meanwhile, condemned the U.S. and other countries for referring it to the U.N. Security Council over Tuesday's launch of a missile that flew over Japan. It said the launch was a legitimate response to U.S. and South Korean military drills.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul. The legal drama over the future ownership of Twitter is on pause once again as the social media company contemplates Elon Musk's latest offer to buy it. NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon explains what happens now.
As of now, the trial is still scheduled to begin in less than 2 weeks. Before any deal can close, Twitter has to agree to drop its lawsuit against Elon Musk. Twitter can also add conditions to the merger and ask the Delaware court to enforce it. And Musk will have to make sure his financing for the $44 billion deal still stands. Musk is scheduled for deposition questioning Thursday in Austin, Texas. Newly filed court documents explain why he canceled his previous deposition. He says he was worried about being exposed to COVID. In the past couple years, he defied public health officials and reopened the Tesla factory in California despite lockdown orders. Raquel Maria Dillon, NPR News, San Francisco.
U.S. futures are slightly higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute finds that dozens of clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The research group says 14 of those states have no abortion services at all. The analysis focused on the impact of state laws on access to abortion since the landmark ruling was issued in June. A University of Arizona professor is dead and a suspect is in custody following a shooting on the main campus Wednesday. Arizona Public Media's Paula Rodriguez has the story.
University of Arizona's police chief Paula Balafis says officers received a call for assistance before the shooting. Someone had recognized a former student who the caller said was not permitted in the building.
From the moment we took the initial call in our dispatch center to the time we got officers on scene, it was just minutes, but in that short period of time, that shooting was able to happen.
Balafis says the victim was transported to a nearby hospital where he was later declared dead. The suspect was arrested about 100 miles from the university campus. Law enforcement officers have not said whether the 46-year-old suspect had a professional or personal relationship with the professor. For NPR News, I'm Paola Rodriguez in Tucson.
Alec Baldwin has agreed to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of the cinematographer who was killed on a New Mexico movie set. Helena Hutchins was fatally shot when Baldwin fired a prop gun that was supposed to contain blanks. Her husband, Matthew Hutchins, sued the actor and other producers of the film entitled Rust. He'll now be an executive producer of the film when production resumes in January. This is NPR News.